There's a place. The great thing about the James Bond films is the amazing music from the James Bond movies. And only the finest performers get a chance to do a James Bond theme. People like Tom Jones. People like Tina Turner. People like Aha. Only the greatest and most enduring bands get a chance to do a James Bond theme. That's sad because so many brilliant performers have never done a James Bond theme. It's amazing. People like Neil Young.
James Bond with your fancy women. Who are you fooling? Nobody.
Never had a chance. People like Ethel Merman.
Hey, James, come up to my place. Hiya, hiya, a waka waka, hiya, waka wow.
Never did one. People like Morrissey.
I met him at a chip shop. He was in a tuxedo. And then he was gonna save the world. Why? Where have you gone? Why did you run? Why? What about me? Why not me? Why? Why?
Never had a chance. Not a chance. Another great British performer, Robert Smith from The Cure.
I am a spy. Why do I cry? Why do I cry? I'm a spy. I'm a spy. Sunday's sad and Tuesday's dead. I just was lost in a submarine.
I don't know. Who else?
Tom Waits
would be good.
I saw a pirate with a leg. A Chinese horse with a stable peg. A chimp with a monkey dancing in the rain. Then I saw old James Bond again.
Anybody else?
James Brown.
Secret attaché case. Whoa! Little knife. Whoa! Switch. Whoa! 007.
Oh, people like R.E.M.
Hey, James Bond, you got a gun. You shot me in the face. Ow, that hurt.
Never done one. But my favorite would be Bob Dylan.
He's everybody around. You were coming in, yeah, fun. Didn't you? With a satellite with a laser beam and everyone had a scream, wouldn't you?
Weird. Thank you.
I'm still gonna get my cannabis delivered to me. Checkmate for Real says, heaps hectic UK dragon fire. That's a good strain. That's a good strain, guys. Check that strain out. Heaps hectic UK dragon fire. I think that's J.K. Rowling's favorite strain. That's right. Good day, mate, says Crikey. Whatever it is, they know where you are. They know who you are. They're reading at your text and laughing. This guy's a riot. Sometimes that's why I just say random jokes, so I can make all the people who are surveillancing me laugh, and they go, hey, Fackle's not that bad. He makes me laugh. You know? We'll let him be today. Enough of me. We gotta get back into the music. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. I got new music coming right now from Andrew P. Oliver. Song Towers of the Teeth. And this is new music from Andrew P. Oliver. Radio Valencia. We'll be right back. broadcasting from the Mission. San Francisco. FM. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. Online. On the streets. In the sunshine. Four hours, 7 days a week, community radio at its best. Be here, it's possible. Email station at radiovalencia.fm. That's station at radiovalencia.fm. Find out how you could be part of the team, part of the dream. Email station at radiovalencia.fm. Or if you have music, you in the band, side projects, email bands at radiovalencia.fm. That's bands, B-A-N-D-S, at radiovalencia.fm. Get your music played. It's possible. RadioValencia.fm. Be behind the scenes. Be in front of the scene. Be in the middle of the scene. Here, Radio Valencia. So much music. So little time. Shines here in the Mission. Music you heard. Earth, Wind, and Fire. The Great Ones. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Live in your brain. We also had something from the Mule. When you need to bring in drugs from one state to the next, look no further than Clint Eastwood, who will help you do that. That was the Mule. Also had music from Protasov, Nova Regrets was the name of that track. We also had some Mr. Gnome with Three Red Birds. We had new music by Thrice with Robot Soft Exorcism, the lo-fi version. And Less Gravity was on that track. And we started off the whole set. Penza Penza was the name of the artist. Song Kaboom. Starting it off properly. Here, RadioValencia.fm. We are seen and checking radar. The radar is checked, and we are here. We got moves coming from all over this beautiful universe. We're here live, Radio Valencia. Valencia. If you want requests, it's Farco at gmail.com. It's Farco on X. Handle me. And then is the passageway to musical happiness. We've got many ways to talk to people. We even have a phone number, 408. Oh, that's my number. The radio station's number, 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. Autobots, transform.
Hello.
Hello. Well, Michelle?
Yes, it's me. Hi.
Hey, all the way from Geneva, New York. Special guest, Mel Michelle.
Here I am. Yes. Hi, everybody.
How are
you? Fantastic.
Oh, here we go in the start.
From the sunny Finger Lakes.
The Finger Lakes. Good to hear from you, Paul C.
It's good to hear from you, pal.
Same there.
Awesome. Paul C. from the Finger Lakes. How's the ice over there?
It's mostly gone.
All right, man.
Yeah, a lot of the snow melted.
That's good.
Yeah, we don't need that.
No, you're right. I'm dodging ice, Paul C.
You're dodging ice. They throwing ice cubes at you?
Yeah. And they're frozen salsa. Paul C., I got a new lighter.
Oh, you got a new lighter. You got a new lighter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, buddy. It works. I've started a couple forest fires already.
That's a good start.
That's a good start. Hey, did you play with fire when you were a kid, Posse?
Always.
Nice. How about fireworks?
Oh, yeah.
Man, you remember how exciting that was when you got some fireworks and you were detonating them?
Mm-hmm. And, that's not just to hide in the... And let
them
off.
I used to hide and let them off.
That would be awesome. Did you ever throw him down the toilet?
What?
No.
Not a toilet that was hooked up. I wasn't that bad.
Oh, okay.
Grandma Calabrese would be so pissed if you did.
Yeah, she would be.
Oh, man, I wasn't too smart as a kid. I would play with, like, fire and fireworks, like, under cars.
Oh,
because yeah. I would hide away from people because they would always try and take away my matches.
What the heck? This is new revelations.
Well, I was a bad boy.
I used to throw fireworks inside the pond.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with the fish and would fill it up.
And it worked. Did you get some fish?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that must have been awesome.
They would come up on their backs.
Dad!
Paul C. in the studio. Over the airways, Paul C., man, you know? Hey, you want to know something crazy, Paul C.?
Go ahead.
It's over 60 years. What is it, 62 years? JFK.
Oh. JFK's been killed for 62 years.
Uh-huh.
Right, 62. Over 60 years.
And it's about time that President Trump gets his credit for what he's done and gets part of the recognition that for the
Kennedy Center.
Kennedy Center, yes, thank you.
He's not a Trump supporter, but he's okay.
He likes the Kennedy Center, dude.
Yeah, Trump likes that Kennedy Center. What's his name in it?
Oh, yeah, it's all about names, man. You know, you want to drop the names of who shot JFK? Go ahead.
Who shot JFK?
Who shot JFK? Well, people in the
Secret Service?
FBI? Secret
Secret Service? CIA?
The Illuminatis?
Were they around then?
I think they were in junior high when they were in that time.
They were playing with knives back then.
Yeah, man. I was too scared to carry a knife. Did you always have a knife with you as a kid? Like, since you were by ponds?
I would have it hidden in my sock.
What?
That's awesome.
Did you know that, Mom?
He was a bad boy. I know. You know?
How big was the knife?
Oh.
Wow, about 2 inches?
No, a jackknife.
I don't even know what that means, a jackknife means.
You don't know what a jackknife is?
No.
Like a Boy Scout knife. A camping knife would be 4 inches. 5 inches long.
Oh, man. Okay, so that is actually a good size.
Did it fold? Obviously, it folded up?
It folded up, and you would sharpen up sticks and stuff with it, you know.
Whittling?
Yeah, camping.
Oh, man. So you were playing with knives as a young kid, man. I didn't play with a knife until I was like 18, and that was because of cooking class.
Cut my first finger off at 14.
What?
Nice.
Of course, it was my own.
You, I don't know. You're missing a. You're not missing a finger.
He
doesn't like this.
He was hanging.
Oh, Shayna's saying here. You're saying Shayna.
Hey, that's when he was in mafia training. He cut off as a torture. Cut off somebody's.
Take their fingers off as torture. You're right, Paul C. When he needs to get his money, you know.
That's right.
Did you bring the knife to Catholic school?
Yeah, of course.
What, St. Stephen's? You had knives?
Those nuns are dangerous for a ruler.
You know, I was always impressed by your gun collection, Paul C.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's a good gun collection, man.
We didn't even know he had that.
Yeah, he says he got Jimmy Hoffa's favorite gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, you know, he has one of the rifles they use at JFK. And then, I don't know. I felt like it was like the one of the Goodfellas movies, Paul C., when I was hanging out with you and the guns. You know?
Yeah, could be.
You know, he gave me a gun. I brought it to California, guys. I hit it with Barry and her dog, her dog's little dog pouch, wow. You know?
She'll guide her with her life.
Yeah, the dog. It was in the little dog carry-on, and I was able to bring the gun over here, guys. Paul C., I'll give you an envelope next time I see you, too, okay?
Well, you should. You owe me a couple.
Hey, I gave your brother one. He was supposed to give it to you.
You can't trust my brother. He's going to put it in his back and spend it.
Of course.
He's a middle child.
He works at the gravel pit. He controlled the gravel pit, you know?
Yeah, he gets rid of the bodies.
Yeah, dude. So, you know, I understand that, man. Big Mike, right?
Yep.
Big Mike.
Yeah. He ran the gravel pit now, you know?
Yeah, you got it.
Well, Paul C., man, I hope you're getting some, what is that place, Titty Twisties? What is that?
Mr. Twisties.
Mr. Twisties ice cream over there in Geneva, New York.
Oh, God, I don't want anybody twisting my titties.
How do you know he doesn't have a shirt on, Shayna? I mean, Paco.
Oh, because I can smell the cologne from here. He smells good, you know? You got no shirt. You know, it's, you know, you got to relax. You know, you're cooling it out, Paul C.
Yeah. It feels better without a shirt on.
Yeah, man, you know.
My particular problem. I wear a shirt, I get itchy.
Yeah, you remember you took when me and you were when we were working on fixing the flood in your neighborhood. You remember that? And you took your shirt off. I took my one of my shirts off, and then we were handling it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that neighborhood got just a little flooded, and then I was there, and I was able to unclog the drains.
You saved the day, Fackle.
I did. I saved the day, you know. I drained it out and kept it clean, Paul C. We got to make sure the guns don't get rusted, Paul C.
Oh, I got a little problem there with a couple of them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So what do? You just, you know, dip them in Coca-Cola or something like that for like 30 minutes?
I use shooter's oil.
Oh, shooter's.
It's oil for guns.
Yeah.
You wipe the sides down and everything. Try to keep the rust from catching hold.
Oh, got you. Yeah, it's been a while since you used them. You just save them for each person, right? As memorabilia?
Well, right now I got a bullet for each gun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's a very famous saying, you know, and it goes here, and I think it could go for your neighborhood, too, and my neighborhood. This whole city is built on bullets.
I thought it was rock and roll.
Man, rock and roll. Hey, Paul C., did you ever like Jerry Lee Lewis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I always liked this music.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, I got to see him live. You know that?
Oh, yeah? It must have been good.
Yeah, he walked. Yeah, really good. He was really good. And he walked out like he walked out like Count Dracula.
Now, what did they call him?
A rapist?
No.
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 Wow. No, he was raping his cousin.
I think he married her.
Yeah, he married her.
Or something.
Married her. Let's say, what was his nickname? Oh. Yeah, what the hell did he call him?
The Great Balls of Fire?
Oh, yeah.
I saw him at the Bridge concert with Norah Jones. They sang.
Oh, really?
The Great Balls of Fire.
That's right. At the Bridges? What was it called?
The Bridge concert?
Yeah.
They used to have in Mountain View.
Yeah.
With Neil Young and all of them.
What was the full name of it? For some reason, I can't even think of the name. Bridges.
The Bridge School Concert Benefit.
Bridge School. I was going to say Bridges, Bourbon and Bridges. Bourbon, whiskey, and Bridges. I was going to say that, you know. But Jerry Lee Lewis, I don't know. It sucks that he did that, you know. But his music, he still was pretty good. They said if that didn't happen to him, he would have been like bigger than Elvis, Paul C.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he canceled back then?
Yeah. He got canceled, all right. Pretty much. They just stopped liking him after that.
And start playing the piano, throw a lighter fluid on it, and start the piano on fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Great Balls of Fire. Okay, I can see that.
And then they brought out the s'mores. Well, yeah, Paul C. Did you ever play the piano, Paul C?
Nah. Tried, but wasn't that good.
Guitar, that's right.
I was even worse than the guitar.
You know, for the longest time I had a guitar, and all I would even play it, I would just eat my breakfast on it.
A good TV tray.
Yeah. You know what else is like one of those hand drums? That's a really good. I used to eat my breakfast on that too.
Oh, okay.
Or get some bongos. But you could put your bowl of oatmeal on your bongos, Paul C.
Yeah, the only trouble is you start adding your hands on the bongos and they're all sticky from the oatmeal.
You put honey or jelly? Go.
Oh, jelly.
Grape?
Jelly and peanut butter.
Oh, man, that's a sweet one.
He loves it. And then Fluffernutter, that's the thing, peanut butter and Fluffernutter.
What's Fluffernutter, that marshmallow?
I've never had Fluffernutter, Saka.
Yeah, marshmallow with peanut butter mixed. Oh.
Damn, that's I never had that. Sounds good.
Shayna corrected me. It's marshmallow spread.
Oh, marshmallow spread. Thank you, Shayna.
Get it right.
No. Yeah.
You know. That's the Brand X Fluffernutter.
Oh, that's the Brand X?
Yeah. They call it marshmallow spread because they can't say use Fluffernutter.
Oh, it's patented?
There you go, the patent.
Oh.
Those damn patent names.
Yeah, you know.
You gotta excuse me with my voice. It's going.
Oh, it's okay.
Get some water.
Yeah. You doing okay, though? You know, I don't want to take too much of your time, Paul C.
Well, I'm doing all right. Comes and goes.
Yeah, I get it. I gotta maybe get you some gummies. What do you think about that?
Marijuana?
Yeah, maybe.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
I'm wondering.
I'm not gonna try anything right now.
I know, Dad. It probably would help
us with that one. Help his body.
No.
Yeah, I'll get you some, like, 500 milligram ones.
We could all have them and eat them.
I have to steal them from Carol Ann.
Yeah, you know, she's got it all. She's got the skinny to everything, buddy.
Yeah.
You're gonna have one gummy and you're gonna finally go to Woodstock, buddy. You didn't go to Woodstock, right?
I didn't go, no. Almost.
Oh, tell us about that.
Now, some people mentioned that it was not that far from here. And they said there would be some good music there. And I said, I'm an old married man.
Oh, it happened when you were married already?
Yeah.
Oh.
Would you have gone to Woodstock with Dad, Mom? Yeah. Aunt Jackie go? I bet Aunt Jackie went.
Yeah, she went.
All right, that would have been awesome, you know. But you were busy married. You're married. You're already married, right?
Yeah, I was married for 2 years.
Oh, man.
Four kids.
Happy.
Did you already have kids?
BC.
Did you already have
four kids?
No, BC. You know? Yeah. Hey, it's all right. You would have been a musician if you went to Woodstock.
Hey, you know what my dad used to do is play pool at the pool hall.
Oh, yeah. You were a bad boy.
They had a pool hall. Where was the pool hall, Dad?
Downtown.
Oh. Was that your hangout?
Now I got one in Shana's attic.
Oh, yeah, dude, these guys.
There's
badass bats up there.
Shana has bats in her attic.
So there's in Shana's house, in her attic, there's a pool table, and then there's bats in the attic, right?
Yep. Yeah, they got switchblades in their back pockets.
And they're playing pool, the bats, right?
Badass bats.
And they're, you know, she has a Christmas tree and a bag, and they get in the Christmas tree. I bet they love it. They probably go outside. There's trees up here.
Christmas tree isn't up yet.
She can't get her kids to bring the tree down.
That's in the attic.
A new bag. A new tree from last year and a new bag.
So oh, you have a new tree and a new bag?
Yeah, I bought a new one last year because I didn't want to go get up there and get it.
So, dude, you got to go. Shana, you got. Dude, I think you could sell these bats, you know, and make some money. You know, I know that people would buy these bats.
Probably.
There you go.
They're pool playing.
Get a hustle going.
Yeah.
What they use the bats for?
I don't know, but they got new Christmas trees every year.
Like, oh, a new one.
Oh, Shana buys a new tree every year because she's afraid to go up there and get the tree from the bats.
Don't remind me.
The bats.
She's so scared. I can't stand it. Think about it.
Hey, you should rent it out as an Airbnb.
Every time I reach in to go grab out another artificial limb to put up, I'm afraid I'm going to grab a bat wing.
They're tiny. They can really hide.
They're gross.
Yeah, but don't they hang on the top? Or they sit down on the couch or something?
They what?
They hang on. Okay, go ahead, tell her again.
Aren't they hanging usually? The bats, they're hanging from the top.
I don't know. They lay down sometimes. Because they get in those bags. They can't lay in a bag.
Oh.
And one time one got in the dining room and it was hanging down from a chandelier.
Oh, that would have been crazy. You know, it'd be funny if you see a couple of the bats in the bean bag just laying down.
You see them laying down.
With their wings out. They're like, oh, why are we always hanging? We can lay in the bean bag, you know?
They lay there just like
the bats.
Yeah, they get their arm up
Yeah.
And they put
their wing?
Their wing over their shoulder, over their face.
Yeah.
They look just like the bat monsters and
Dracula?
Dracula. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah, because they're covering. Yeah, because they're covering their face.
Yeah. And they do that. They do it too.
It's just a problem. They should cover their faces because they're ugly.
Oh, no, yeah.
It's so good. Not cute at all. Those cute pictures they show of bats on Facebook that look like little foxes, those aren't the ones that we've got around here.
No.
Trina's got generations upstairs living.
Yeah. And they, you know. And they look, you should take a picture of one. We could sell it.
Oh,
I'll sell you. You'll get a lot of sales.
She's hoping there's not up there
right now.
Yeah.
And there's so many little crevices they can hide.
They're bad.
I used to shoot them.
Well, yeah, here this. Tell them the story about when Shayna called and there was a bat upstairs and what you did, Dad. My dad's fucking tough. Here, tell the story.
What time? Which one was that?
Which one was that?
Yeah, so many gun stories.
You used to shoot them with BB guns, didn't you, Dad?
Yes.
Actual guns?
Yeah, I shot them with 22.
Oh, I lived there, I don't think.
Yeah.
I held that 22 gun he shot at.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, shot with a 22. It was a low muzzle gun. Just enough to kill a bat.
But didn't you climb up and use like a spackle to?
Oh, I get them with hammers, you name it.
Oh, that's so bad.
Go rescue them. Go do bat rescue then. You won't feel bad. They're ugly and gross.
Yeah, Paul C's tough. He's seen tougher things, you know, Paul C.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's a tough guy.
Did you hit the bats midair with the hammer?
I know what you. Were they flying when you hit them?
Hit them with those plastic baseball bats.
Uh-huh.
Oh, in the air?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, you hit them and they go a mile.
Oh, they go far.
Yeah.
Hey, he with the gun. He shot it with a gun, and then the other hand he caught it when it fell to the floor. You know.
Yeah.
That's how you do it, Paul.
And the legend goes on.
And the legend. You are a legend. You're the king of Geneva.
Bat King.
The King of Exchange Street.
Yeah. Exchange Street. That's your spot, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
We all know it. You're like the Tony Soprano there.
He is.
You know, so you know, I can't wait to visit you in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah, you make the permission come.
Yeah, and then you know, we'll go back to our favorite brothel. Oh, no comment. Sorry about that. Sorry.
He's laughing.
Got the old lady here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we didn't go there.
You keep giving them profiteers too much money.
Yeah. It wasn't us. It was Craig.
Barbie was Craig.
Craig. Maldi's boyfriend?
Maldi's boyfriend, too. You gotta be careful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, not him. It wasn't him.
Oh, they're listening.
It's BB, right?
BB, oh, it's BB.
He was driving the car to get away.
There we go, you know. And we're going to party. We're going to have some fun again in Geneva.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Paul C, man, it's always good to hear from you. I'm glad we got this to go over the air.
All right, it was great. Maybe I'll get a chance to talk to you again.
Yeah, that'll
be nice. Yeah, we'll do it again. We'll be doing it again.
Okay, buddy.
Hey, buddy, good to see all, or hear all of you. I was going to say see.
She can't, he was afraid it was going to be on Zoom, but it's not.
Oh, you want to zoom in boom with me, Paul C?
We're zoom dancing in the night.
We'll do that later, then, okay, buddy?
Okay, we'll see you then.
All right, guys. Thank you. Good to talk to you guys.
Bye.
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 Oh, man. Special guest appearance from Geneva, New York. Paul C. in the building. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? He runs the corner from here to the bay and back to Geneva and the Finger Lakes. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. Let's get back into the music. RadioValencia.fm. New music from Blood Cultures. This song is called The Alpha, The Omega.
pills in his hand. Heart of stone, flat oceans to sand. So cold, I was gone, but I'm here once again. Overstand those crop circles like cornrows in my baby head. Ladybug in my billfold, olive branch. Let's hear it for the man. A curse filled with a silk flow. I love a bell pepper nose and piano fingers marigold. Black migratory patterns when niggas is gone. Stories that data couldn't duplicate. Is it too late? You know I'll be numb, cousin. Stay off the phone on hold, but know nothing. Swing it on home. Everybody won't feel something for the real ones who wasn't. I can't control how it land. It's a good matter, brother man. I only know how I intended. First impact ain't no on the other hand. Since the girl made the world, I'll be dead and offended. Fuck niggas scatter. Damn if you do, damn if you didn't. Glory in pursuit. I need all my niggas. I need all my niggas.
Y'all don't care about a LaGuardia. Some things don't change, some things remain. Finger in the socket when I see the skyline, my heart breaks. Sky the color of slate, gray evening gown. Expiring a ladder, daring to climb. I'm on it like a martyr, cause she ain't mine. Can't be, but in my mind's eye, I whisper myself a lie. Can't be in the corner, it was true when it left my fingertips. Cash only like 96, cigarettes in the bar, we was sick, kissing in Needle Park.
Yeah, kicks, man. I'm honest,
don't stir.
I have to get in here.
Check out
my
races. Nowadays, I'm out the way. I'm out the way, for my kids trying to bring it back, flip mode. All contact, combat, dangerous, we so it be hard to stay on track balance. Back home, I'm an antsy like an artifact, trust my hands getting on black ashes, turn to dust classic though. Missed calls, my car log, I know. My mama getting old, I know. Pops on the lawn, I know. Niggas dying, I know. Niggas dead and gone in the smoke, and I'm just dying. And I'm just trying. And I'm just hustling more for them living folk. All that talk about us, but all that talk about folk. All my folks, them know, cause all my dogs way up. And it's been way too long, another sad song, fuck your makeup. I'm just trying to adjust, equalize my perspective like Constantine on the road. Same pain, might as well be the same song, fuck it, just pay us. If it rain, let it sing, I'm trying to see my tears in gold. My sister pain transform, I'm trying to find my way back home. Through the maze, still gone, when them candles turn to stone. Few days, filling up on the side of the road. Shit don't take that long, just a few days. Get hard to explain the DK, I can't even explain. Game has been too long, all the stuff in my brain. All this fake Jerry backpedaling is bleeding. All this fake tough facts, see, I don't believe it. When my niggas is demons, my nemesis is freedom. My action is leading, don't follow me, follow the most high. Everything about perspective, which one of these fuck niggas you idolize? Tell me what you see, niggas lie to me. Let her tell a lie, can't play with me. Can't play with me when you don't know your lies. At the same time, directing now my behavior, cause the play televised.
I come from a very strong history, and I simply want to live on this planet and to continue that tradition and to try in my little way.
Lady love, use your women, Gandhi, cause I need your love, and I won't take you very kindly if I don't get what I want. I have my mind set on one thing, so lady love, use your women, Gandhi.
say, my God. I know it's gotta be hard to admit it, but I was born with it. When all of the normal bridges were just off limits. When the beat is on, I talk splendid. Your brain ain't even gotta admit it. Your body can sense it. Your heart can feel that it's real, that ain't been augmented. Special effect in the color corrected. A big glop of chemicals ain't blopped up in it. But I transcended all the limits, reinvented all the methods, even bent the laws of physics. Every stage I stand, every page, every pen, that bore the weight of my hand, knows the greatness of the man. I'm a channel. Put me on the track, you see the universe unravel. Stomping on your continent and grinding in the gravel. Ash Haddu, the actual is fact. And after that, the only task is act natural. When the truth come up out the shadow and ask who wanna battle, watch a wicked man skeet daddle.